Trust me, I know where I'm at, and I've said it before. A person's character is not judged when they ride the wave of success, when everyone chants their name and you want to be their friend. No, your character is put to the test when your back is against the wall. And every single one of you can relate to this, because this is what's difficult about failure. The disappointment is on you. It is your fault. And you go through failure alone. But failure has made me who I am today. Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. Well, I'm up and I am fired up because I have figured it out. Now you all understand the disappointment of failure. And I can stay down or I can get my ass up. And I'm in the getting up business.
Pay any attention to what I do in WWE from very early on. There was a giant force saying that, like, hey, this guy doesn't belong, he doesn't look like everybody else, he doesn't wrestle like everybody else, he's not any good. If you watch even today, there's half of the fans that say, let's go Cena, and the other half that out loud say, Cena sucks. And it's an interesting dynamic, and I guess when you deal with that night after night over longer than a decade, you begin to say, like, well, I'm never going to please these people, so I might as well just be me. And that's kind of the place where I landed. When you think that, like, you have to be tough, or you try to define, like, who you are as a man or whatever, you get to the point where you realize being a man is just being who you are. And that means being able to show emotion, being able to show weakness at times, being able to understand failure, being able to handle success a certain way. Like, there's a lot of things. I honestly think it's not necessarily a certain moment. I've just been lucky enough to have all these experiences in life and not just go through them without learning.
People who can't accept an individual for living their life the way they want, because we only get one go around in this thing, it's just downright ignorance. I have an older brother who's gay, and he's still my brother. Like, that's the thing. I have two choices. I can disown him as a human being for what he does, or he can be my brother. He actually came to me many years before he came out. He came out to me before I turned 20 years old, and asked me to keep it a secret, and I did. I kept it a secret for quite a long time, probably another 10 years, until he was ready to let my family know. And when he did, he was met with a little adversity by the family. It's an old attack.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Italian family, you know, they're stubborn old bastards. And I was there to support him every step of the way. And I think me being where I was in my life, my family looked at my support for him and immediately kind of fell into that. You know what, he is our son, our brother. Like I said, it's one of those things where if it affects what you do, if it affects your workplace, I'll be the first. I'm a working man, so if it's going to affect me clocking in and clocking out, then I'm going to have a problem with it. But if it doesn't, like I said, you only got one life to live. You might as well live it the way you want to, because living unhappy that ain't a way to go. That ain't a way to wake up every day.
You guys keep hearing about the future, and even today you'll hear about the future. The future shows a lot of promise, but I think we should focus on the now, on what you guys have done to be here today. And I've sat in those seats. I know what it's like to be here. And it's a wonderful gauntlet. Just to be here, you guys sacrificed and left behind your family, your friends, and your social circles, and started over again from scratch. Life lessons that I learned at Cushing Academy, I carry with me every single day like you carry a cell phone, and I use them every single day like you use Instagram. Integrity, creativity, respect, discipline. You can tell your whole classmates that, hey, when I got here, I messed up. And you can be accountable for your actions. This morning, I sat in the dean's office in one of those comfortable chairs, kicked myself back on. Yep, this is a much better situation than I was sitting here 20 years ago. But once again, those were decisions that I made to challenge authority, and I encourage you to do the same, but be accountable for your action. Don't throw away today. I know a lot of you, I remember when I was sitting there, I just wanted to get my diploma and get on with my future. The future will be there. Your friends are here today. Your families are here today. Some of the friends are here today that you won't see for a while. Celebrate. Enjoy. Rejoice. Party responsibly.
I'm not going to pretend that the movie's about me. I'm a vehicle to move scenes forward, and I can relate to the story, and I read it and love it just like you do, but I'm going to need some help. And Kay and Geraldine and Ike and Leslie and everyone was like, no problem. And every situation as of late that I've been in, everyone's been the same. Like, no problem, I'll help you out, kid. So surround yourself with wonderful people, be willing to learn, be willing to be humbled, and good stuff will happen.